Today's daf Maseches Erevin daf Ayin. The Gemara continues to analyze various scenarios of individuals or groups of residents renouncing their domain rights to enable other neighbors to carry in a chatzar setting, the courtyard. So at the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rabbi asks of Nachman, what's the psak in the case of an heir, of a yoresh? So you have an individual who was part of a courtyard residency with some other neighbors, and this person forgot to establish an Eruv. So the goal was, in general, we have a rule, they can renounce the rights to enable all the other neighbors to be able to carry over that Shabbos. What happens? This person was nifter on Shabbos and can no longer renounce his rights to enable people to carry. So can the Yoresh renounce the rights of his father, in this case, in a Chatzar? We paskin, in the end of the Gemara, we paskin like Rav Nachman and then Amud Beis, that an heir may indeed renounce rights. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch Shin Pei Aleph Sivav. The two sides of the debate the Gemara presents are that on the one hand, Erev Shabbos is a cutoff time for establishing an Erev. You have to do this before Shabbos comes in. So if you weren't and that has to be in the Chatzar, and that requires a person to be a resident in that Chatzar in order to do so. And this heir, this Yoresh, was not a resident before Shabbos came in. On the flip side, says the Gemara, Yoresh Kare Davuahu. The heir is like the father's feet, like the father's foot. In other words, the Yoresh, the heir, is treated like an extension of the father and fills his place for all matters in a halachic sense. And this means that he can renounce the rights just as his father could have. Zilberstein has an amazing analysis of Hashuke Chemed. He discussed the case of a gemach, a center where they were helping people to give out loans to people who had medical needs, or it was for parents marrying off their children. It's essentially for parents to help deal with some of the expenses of the large family. A certain man put in his request and was on a list waiting to get a response. And Rachman Leitzan, the man was nifter, he passed away. So his son needed this money for medical care. So could the son have rights to the money? Well, on the one side, we could say that he inherits the right to the money. On the flip side, the father had no rights to anything at that point in time. So there's nothing actually to inherit. Zilberstein explains that it's true there's no Yerusha here, there's no inheritance here, but the principle of Rav Nachman from the Gemara, that the son is an extension of the father, he's entitled to the loan when it gets to his turn. A number of other examples are cited. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says that an Eved Ivri serves the son after the father passes away, serves the son but none of the other heirs. And similarly, a son, not a daughter, takes a haircut for the Nazirus of the father based on the Gemara Nazir Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Another angle of this, however, is a comment to the Bir Halacha in Simen Kufrin Gimel, and he quotes from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Mordechai that there's no Yerusha in mitzvos. If a father had a certain schus out of a chazaka, that was something that was over time, that the father always had it, that's one thing. But if it was just the community giving it to him, so the son doesn't inherit this. So therefore, with the loan, the father was just on a list. It's not more special than anybody else. You've got to wait your turn. There's a line, and you've got to wait. So this does not get handed over to an heir because there's nothing tangible to pass on. Oh, there's a beautiful mussar here and challenge that each child carries on the legacy of the parent after they pass, and all of the midos tovos, all of the things that the child does, some point does, it literally speaks about the legs. It's the rushing and the going and the doing good in this world bring to life the neshama of that parent as a child is a literal extension of the parent.